This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Nicole, who's that? I like that.
It's the Jonas Brothers' new song, X.
Mm-hmm. I thought it sounded like them, but it's so like, you know, Latin flavor.
Yeah, they have this version, and then they have another version with the Colombian singer, Carol G.
Oh. Mm. Carol G. Wow.
Mm. How's she doing?
She's good. I like her a lot, actually.
Carol G.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Sing us one of her songs.
It's not really appropriate.
Oh. So she's sexy.
Is she nasty?
Some of the lyrics can be, but yeah, I can't think of anything on the top of my head.
Except the dirty stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff that actually leaves an imprint.
Yeah, like she has a song out with Nicki Minaj, but that's not,
Nicki's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
All right. So there
In
you go.
In the best possible way, you mean.
The Jonas Brothers. It's time for Celebrity Trash. Hello, happy Monday. It's brought to you by Move California Forward. Every day, Californians are showing ways they're moving forward as we recover from the COVID-19 crisis. Share your own stories of progress and hope on your social media with the hashtag MoveCaliforniaForward. If you want more information on this, and listen, I want you to check on the hashtag, too. You post something up there, and then you check, and you can see what other Californians are doing. Go to radio.com/MoveCaliforniaForward. It's all kinds of information on there. This is part of Endercom's Let's Get Back to Normal position.
Normal.
Oh, my God. Is there ever going to be normal again? And is it
not,
you know,
great? Not
I hate
like
that
beyond
whole new normal.
Thing
too.
Just anything normal is just good enough, right?
It is. It would be. I really feel like I'd love to think about something besides this.
Nicole, what was your last photo before all this hit? Did you look it up to see?
Yeah, it was of you guys.
Oh, was it like on the, you know, that week or something?
Yeah, it was the one of Vinny's back, because
same one that I have.
Yeah, because I sent that one to you, and
you were the one who even took that, so I guess that doesn't count as my last picture. That's your last picture.
Yeah.
So your last picture is of you in some hot jumpsuit. You won't.
It's not hot. I promise you, Vinny, it's not hot.
And the photos before that were of Yule.
Yeah, Yule is my right. Yeah. It goes Yule, and then it skips a day, and then there's me in a hot jumpsuit.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. So I have a lot of pictures of you guys in my phone.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, we should all post those. I mean, actually, Jane just shared a thing on her story, and I reposted it on mine, adding the hashtag MoveCaliforniaForward.
Mm. Oh, way
as
to
we
fumble,
look backward.
Jane.
Yeah, way to fumble, Jane. Yeah. Love my Janie. I like to repost her stuff. She's so dark, you know? She always puts up pictures of Morticia and, you know, dead roses. It's Jane. That's just how she is. All right, let's jump in here. 200 movie theaters have reopened following coronavirus shutdowns. Slowly, we'll be able to watch movies on the big screen again. For us, I'm going to say it's going to be a lot longer than right now. But the industry is looking at 200 movie theaters. Most of them are outdoor drive-in theaters, which have seen a dramatic increase in patronage since it's great. They're absolutely great. Of the 306 drive-ins in the country, 150 are now up and running again.
That's
and
great.
I'm sure some of them were like, no, we don't do that anymore. As far as indoor theaters, about 50 of them. And they are in Texas, Arkansas, Georgia, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. The earliest the major movie chains like AMC, Cinemark, and Regal plan to reopen is Midsummer. So these, it sounds like, are not part of those chains. Currently, Unhinged, starring Russell Crowe, is scheduled to be released on July 1st. And there's a Christopher Nolan film called Tenet, which is up next on July 17th. So there, these, the earliest these majors are saying is Midsummer. But even that, I feel like, unless we get some great news about a vaccine or something changes, I mean, okay, be open. I'm not going to go.
I don't know how this, the movie business is going to move forward. I do know that, and didn't you tell us that the, was it Trolls? Or which which movie was it that was released that was...
The second Trolls broke every record. You know, they made a ton of money because they, you know, for $20 a pop, or maybe was it 25? What was it to rent that?
So here's the question about that, which is, yes, so the movie was released and we were waiting for it at my house. In fact, I've seen Trolls 1 so many times that I frankly could never see it again. I really have seen it too much. The second one comes out. We rented it. It cost $20. We watched it for the 2 days it was available. We waited a week. We rented it again. Now we've spent $40 on a movie that we love.
Don't own.
Don't own it yet. And now I'm waiting. And we're waiting and waiting. And I don't. I can't rent it again. I can't spend $60 on a movie that we won't have for permanent use. So it's...
Although you're still under what it would cost to take a family of four to the movies and buy popcorn. Like you are.
Right.
At $40, you're paying more than that. Even with kid prices, they still want the giant bucket of popcorn.
The question remains, though, for many families, I'm sure they're in the same boat as me, which is, when's this thing going to be purchasable?
Right.
Or how
when
many rentals
give
you a credit towards the purchase of the damn thing?
That is what they should do.
Well,
if
they got to figure it out.
If you rent it three times, you own it. Because otherwise, I don't know if it's sustainable.
I got the $20. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah,
you need
no.
to give. You let me purchase that thing.
Who?
Already.
Who? Oh yeah, we're rocking
montage.
Out the Trolls.
At the end of this, Kelly Clarkson's character says, "I don't know what that was you guys just did, but that was not music."
Mm-hmm. Oh, funny.
She's
I miss
country,
kids' movies.
She's
pop.
Country, and she's not into what they were doing. And then they were like, I forget which song they singled out. Was it the Dogs Out or whatever? But they're like, One Too Many or something. Like, it's silly. It's funny. You had to be there, I guess.
Yeah, no, you did. I mean, I actually am sitting here wishing that my kids would still watch kids' movies because I used to love the kids' movies. And if they, you know, but nobody ever wants to watch anything I want to watch. Major League Baseball. Continuing to put together a plan for return. Good luck to him. Here's the latest.
Okay.
The players will not be able to spit on the field.
Which is hard.
ESPN says there's a new draft of the league's health and safety manual. There's talk of processing upward of 10,000 COVID-19 tests per week. Overhauling stadiums and in-game settings to encourage social distancing. So I guess that means... You know, putting tape over five seats in a row, leaving two open, five seats, two open.
Right.
Prohibiting high fives, fist bumps, hugs, no spitting, no tobacco use, no chewing sunflower seeds. Your own crotch, you can still grab that. It's fine. Fielders will be encouraged to retreat several steps away from the base runner between pitches. Coaches will not be allowed to approach base runners or umpires. Players will be told not to socialize with opponents. Each ball will be thrown away after it is touched by... They're saying multiple players, so I guess
After every hit.
After every play, right, exactly. And along those lines, throwing the ball around the infield is going to be discouraged. So sounds like it's going to be really easy
This is the problem. So when you first start thinking about bringing baseball back, even if you think of it as a TV show and leave the fans out of it, and I've heard great things about how they plan to deal with football too, where they're going to pump crowd noise into the television broadcast
and so put it, virtual people in the stands.
Right. So I've heard all this stuff and thought, oh yeah, but then when you start getting into the little things, for example, spitting is a disgusting habit that I also have. And it's not that I spit, I'm chewing. I'm not. It's just that because of surfing and because of the salt water that gets into my mouth, I'm
absolutely
used to ejecting it. And it's, and, but it follows me onto the, into real life. And I would have trouble never doing that because I have, it's a habit. And, yep. And it's for sure a habit for those guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, and once you start spitting, it's hard to stop. Like it's a, you know, if you've ever gone for a run and you
yes,
you spit and then that's it. Now you're going to be spitting. It's like your right. mouth goes, well, now we're doing that.
Right. So I don't know how they're going to be able to.
No farmer blowing.
And the without the seeds, I don't know how they, like those guys, they have rituals. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Well, they're already, listen, a lot of players are like, no, this is not enough. Not right. yet. And right. does it seem right that we'd be getting 10,000 tests processed a week? And is it going to be a little faster turnaround time? That's not right. There's people who really want those tests so that they can go back to work.
Right. Well, we can't discount that. Public nope. opinion is a big part of this.
If the
public, like, for example, that story I told you about that pitcher who said, I'm not playing for less than what I've signed a contract for. I'm not doing it.
Right.
And people looked at him like, you may have a right to say that, but you shouldn't.
Speaking of paychecks, the NBA started withholding salary from player paychecks this past Friday. Mm-hmm. This is part of an agreed upon paycheck between the NBA and the NBA Players Association. They're getting a 25% cut in pay in compliance with the collective bargaining clause, you know, whatever. I don't know all the contractual wording on
this.
Well, it's
just a work stoppage.
Right. So the cut applies to every player. But six of the game's 10 highest earners have already been paid in full. So they got to give the money back. LeBron James, Steph Curry, John Wall, Blake Griffin, Kevin Durant, and Paul George have already been paid in full. They will therefore not see a pay cut. They have to pay back that reduction when they get their advances for the 2021 season per this report.
Okay.
So they're not going to have to cough up the money out of their bank account right now, but they're going to see that reduction the next time they get paid. So that will be October 1st. And apparently, they could also pay it back with a reduction on their November 15th paychecks. You know, there's all this stuff, but they're all take. Curry makes $40.2 million a season. So that's about $10 million.
For the
right
record,
the
he deserves every penny.
Sure.
I love him so much.
Let's see. They're actually saying the NBA wanted them to take a 50% pay cut.
Well,
they're going on talking about, you know, what happens to the money and, you know, I don't know, rainy day fund. Doubt it. When sports do finally return, the weirdness of no fans and empty stands, Joe Buck is saying they're going to use fake ambient crowd noise and possibly visual images of fans. Joe Buck was, he's a sportscaster. He was on Andy Cohen's radio show. He said he feels like the crowd noise thing is a done deal. But whoever controls it is going to have to, you know, be on their game. Like, you can't just be randomly having cheering happening as they're all, you know, they're signaling each other. And
I don't think
hard. This is my baseball signaling.
Oh. Yeah.
Pretty good, right?
I'm going to shake that one off because I don't know what the hell you just did.
Well, I told you something real really dirty.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh.
Wait, right there.
Oh. Oh. That doesn't really happen in real life, right?
No. You don't know what the symbols are or the signals, whatever.
No, I mean that thing you showed me, that doesn't, you've never done that, have you?
No, I never have. And
okay.
I wouldn't.
All right.
He also said he's talking about the virtual crowds. It's not clear if they're going to do any of this or if there even will be any sports in 2020. But there will be changes. If they do come back, expect it to be changed. We're starting to hear about the ripple effect hitting, you know, as far as, you know, sports are not happening. What else is that affecting besides us? Like the hot dog and peanut industries. How are those holding up with no games? Well, according to, Sports Illustrated, fans typically consume about 18 million hot dogs and 4 to 7 million bags of peanuts per season. Millions more are consumed in the minors and in local leagues and just people who like hot dogs, you know. I don't know.
So major overflow is piling up now is what you're about to tell us?
Well, they're saying one of the country's largest peanut roasters says 25% of their nuts are typically sold at stadiums. Obviously, that's gone. And they're losing a big chunk from restaurant orders. But sales of peanut butter have been off the charts. People have gone into a frenzy loading up their pantries. So they're making up for it selling to peanut butter processing plants. The hot dog industry has also lost out on a ton of business. But people are eating more hot dogs at home.
Oh.
We eat hot dogs fairly regularly. I would say at least once a month, if not more.
I'm eating tons of peanut butter. To the other point you just made. Tons. I take a big giant spoon and throw it in my oatmeal.
Oh. I cut up an apple and I smear it on there. And then I take the smeary apple.
Oh, the peanut butter. Good.
And I dip it in chocolate chips.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How do you turn...
I throw it in my smoothies.
Oh.
Peanut butter?
John puts it in the smoothies, too.
It's good protein.
So people are buying tons of hot dogs. They're eating them at home. They say that grocery sales have more than doubled year over year. So... don't worry about it. It looks like peanut butter and peanuts and hot dogs are going to be okay. They're still going to be around.
Great news.
I know. Let me give you a little something non-sports to end on here. Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox.
Who?
Brian Austin Green. He played David Silver on 90210.
Oh, David Silver. Yes.
Of course. Yeah. And he's been, you know, best known for his marriage to Megan Fox. Don't worry. I know nobody knows who he is except he's Megan, Mr. Fox. So they have had a rocky road. They've been together a long time, but there have been divorce filings and then more children. And, you know, we love each other. We hate each other.
Relationships are hard.
Yeah, sure. She is so hot. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. So Brian Austin Green, he's 46. He rarely goes on social media, but his latest post is gaining a lot of attention. He wrote, "Eventually, butterflies get bored sitting on a flower for too long. They start feeling smothered. It's a great big world, and they want to experience it. And then he put up an image of a butterfly sitting on a flower.
In this situation, is Megan Fox the butterfly who's had it?
He might be the butterfly. I'm not positive. She actually
he's
has.
The butterfly? No.
I guess I don't know. Don't ask me.
He better not be.
Well, he's saying they start feeling smothered. Like, is he smothered? Is she smothered? I don't know. She has a tattoo with a butterfly quote that reads, "We will all laugh at gilded butterflies." So she could be the butterfly. I don't know.
I think what he's saying, if I can, I think he's saying she's been with me, but she's a beautiful butterfly and needs to go and see what the world has to offer her.
Well, the world has to offer her Machine Gun Kelly, apparently.
That guy gets her right out of the... Wow.
He's cute.
Is he?
I think so. I think he's really
Sarah's
good.
Super into him.
I'm into Machine Gun Kelly. Not into his music. I could care less about that, but I think he's hot.
Well, he is one of those tall, skinny guys, and we've heard about them, right?
What about him?
I think you and Yuzette used to say they're the ones with the big ones.
Oh, I don't care about that. What do I care? I'm not going to get Machine Gun Kelly. I just think he's cute. Be good if I did get him, though. You know, I'd bring, have a story to bring back for you. If you guys want to set that up, I'm down.
Make that
additionally
happen.
His message comes, let's see, she was seen hanging out with Machine Gun Kelly, and like a couple hours later he posts this butterfly getting smothered thing. So I guess it is her. And there have been rumors. Are you guys hearing a little bit of a slapback? That's weird.
Nope.
Brent, are you hearing that? Nicole's hearing it.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, it just went away. That's great. Things fix themselves. It's amazing. There have been some rumors. In April, they sparked split speculation because he was spotted not wearing his wedding band, and then they haven't been photographed together. There was some source that said they're living separately during the pandemic. Right now, they don't plan to divorce, but it sounds like they have three kids, 7-year-old.
I feel for them. You know, I think it's been a really long time since you've felt this, Sarah, but I know I have felt it certainly more recently than you have. That feeling like you're breaking up and that awful, like, this is ending and this is so distracting. It's all I think about. And you almost get to a point in your head where you're like, I need this to be over just because I need to stop thinking about it. It's all consuming.
Oh, you're reminding me of my poor friend. She's
and
so
I,
sad.
So I feel bad for them from that standpoint that, man, if you've been struggling in a relationship and you cannot get to a comfort zone, then yes.
Yeah.
Let it be done for crying out loud.
Let it go. Let it go. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I never got to those fast facts I meant to tell you about last time, so we'll do that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.